Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. In the news, today, Thanksgiving Day, is evidence that the United States government and the Bible, God's Word, can work in harmony. That's the headline. I'll have details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The United States of America stops today to give thanks for all the blessings and freedoms that we have, and this day is a special day set aside by the United States government to do exactly what the Bible calls for us all to do, give thanks in all things. Families will gather for the traditional Thanksgiving dinner of turkey and dressing. The young men, and even some of us old guys, will break out in the annual game of touch football. And the ladies? Well, they'll be there to cheer us on, and in fact, heal up any of the bruises sustained in the afternoon free-for-all. Those of us with loved ones on a faraway battlefield will thank God for their protection and ask God for their safe return to the family circle for next Thanksgiving. And all of this on a day of Thanksgiving required by the Bible and set aside by decree of our own government. And that's the news that we report today on Thanksgiving Day.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Today is a day set aside for all of us to be thankful. But as we move closer to the time of the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our world will become more and more unthankful. That is according to Bible prophecy. Think about this, the principle of thanksgiving. There are over 100 locations in the Bible where the Scriptures speak of thanks and thanksgiving. We are told to give thanks in all things, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus. That's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. But think about this, the product of thanksgiving. Interestingly, when we stop to give thanks, the end result is to our own personal benefit. Paul, an apostle, in a letter that he wrote to the Philippians, states that giving thanks brings us true joy. Paul also wrote the people in Colossae that giving thanks helps us to abound in the faith, a faith that is needed for all of life. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. But now, think about this, the prophecy of unthankfulness. As we approach the time of the second coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Paul reminded us, and he wrote a letter to Timothy to tell him that people would be unthankful at that time. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2. Unthankfulness is one of the major signs of the last days. And as those days approach, we need to be looking up in anticipation of his coming, but also in thanksgiving as well. Remember on this day of thanksgiving, unthankfulness is an indicator, a trend, a sign of the judgment that is coming. That is according to Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...